The question about the what's being defined as mental fabrications, perception and feeling. I thought those were just conditional arisings on account of contact.
They are, and but because of the interplay between perception and feeling, and they arise because of contact, then what you get is that bubbling up of the movement of the mind and thoughts and ideas, ideation starts to formulate from that experience of.
Would it be more sense to call those mental fabrication initiators rather than mental fabrication?
I think they are actually. Because the nature of the word sankhara isn't just a noun, because you say when you in the English language you have to make a choice, and you don't have to make that choice in Pali, so that either you make it a noun or you make it a verb. And so that's why I say, like, when Ajahn Buddhadasa translate had his say the Anapanasati translated, then he would call it the mental conditioner, so that it's sort of like perception and feeling were mental conditioners, and although that's still a noun, but it's maybe more of a, it has a more active role, as opposed to static, in terms of fabrication is kind of a done deal, something that's happened, but the function of sankhara is it both happens, but is happening, so that it works in both ways.
So in the case of the bodily fabrication, this is something that seems pretty passive. It's being fabricated to the moment by no one.
Yeah.
Everything happens, but it's not, it doesn't seem to necessarily involve in volition.
Right.
Vitaka
and vichara. Yeah. Vitaka are certainly... those are also certainly involving volition, and of course that's what the again that's the use of sankhara, because sankhara as a khanda is in the five khandas is a particular usage, and particularly its distinguishing characteristic is volition. And then this is kind of taking sankhara as that of a compounded nature, as opposed to, and then saying, there's bodily things of a compounded nature, there's verbal things of a compounded nature, and there's mental things of a compounded nature. And it's a bit conflated in the, because this is a description of the khandhas, so it's just kind of conflated between the two here, so it is a bit sort of blurring the boundary on the actual definition. Whereas, say, a part of that, certainly the mental fabrications are part of the, and the verbal fabrications really are part of the sankhara khanda. But then the bodily fabrications are not. And it's kind of a done deal already.
So, like, two of them are virgin ones and now.
Yeah.
Before, like in the Anapanasati Sutta, about like the large majority of that practice is like intentionally working with the sankhara and different sankharas and calming them, like, in a very volitional way.
Yes.
Including like bodily formations.
Yeah. Bodily formations and and the mental formations. Yeah, and one is which is very consciously calming the sunyan vedana, one's settling the mind down and settling that aspect of feeling and making a bit more settled and refined. Same with the that with working with the breath, settling the body down so that the mind can settle as well. So, yeah, see.
It kind of depends on the way that, I guess, different teachers teach in different ways. They can focus on the meditation, and that the result of that is that it calms those. So, right. Sometimes that style is a bit more active, like you.
Oh, you act, yeah, yeah. And I think that's quite, well, of course, it's my own bias. But yeah, I think there's an active or proactive engaging in calming and settling.